Now an old man, Picasso expanded his territories. His three new residences, the Villa La California in Cannes, the Château de Vauvenargues near Aix-en-Provence, and the Villa de Notre-Dame-de-Vie in Mougins, gave him the opportunity to collect numerous works from his own work and others. Nature morte à la tête de taureau dates from 1958. This painting came at a time when Picasso had just completed the cycle of 58 paintings based on Diego Velázquez's Meninas, which he donated to the new Museu Picasso in Barcelona in 1968. One of his few public commissions was The Fall of Icarus for UNESCO in Paris, which opened in 1958. This still life also marks the revival of an old bond, one of friendship and rivalry with Henri Matisse, who had died 4 years earlier. The motive of the still life in front of an open window in an interior evocative of the Mediterranean is a Matisse cornerstone. Traditionally, the open window is a metaphor for painting. In this case, Picasso uses the contrast between red and blue that is common in Matisse's work, but in the end, we only see a few clouds. The Spanish artist has placed a bull's head on the windowsill, and the ubiquitous red makes it look bloody. A Picassian act, in the end, that begins with a Matisse metaphor but ends with a strongly Spanish tone. "I paint against the paintings that matter to me," he explained, "but also with what is missing in them." In the last years of his life, he intensified his dialogue with the masters of the past, receiving countless tributes and visits until his death on the 8th of April 1973. Before that, on the 31st of December 1968, André Marot had passed a law on donations, one that would lead to the creation of the Musée National Picasso Paris, opened in 1985. Thus, at the last moment, late and with pomp and circumstance, the French state recognized the genius of the artist.